I am not a member of the Ghana Medical Association.
Mm-hmm.
So I will not comment on anything about the Ghana Medical Association with this regard. However, as far as I'm concerned, we have over 36 unions forming the organized labor group. All unions bring their ideas to plenary, a plenary which we hold at the TUC Hall. And at the end of the day, when decisions are taken at plenary, every member of organized labor is bound by it. If some people decide to break ranks, it is up to them. But for me, the union that I lead, we will not break ranks under any circumstances by decisions taken by the general body of organized labor.
But certainly, no. When organized labor is not united on a fight like this, a hammer drink kakra, and but I'm at no. Say two tag for also no. I take a similar position.
Let me tell you that we are not worried at all. Let those who don't want to go on strike on Galamsey do what they want. But I can assure you, when the call is made, the entirety of labor, organized labor, will be on strike. That I can assure you.
Including the Ghana Medical Association?
The man who spoke indicated that he was not speaking for TUTAC. Though he was a teacher within the TUTAC fraternity, he was a concerned person and was not speaking for TUTAC. Yes, when was that? Monday evening, four campuses of UTAC organized votes. Some of the votes went as high as 78% for the strike action. So, though certain individuals within UTAC were not in support of the strike, the overwhelming majority through the vote that went on the university campuses endorsed the strike action.